Greetings to everyone from around the world. This is a Sunday sermon recording from Father Mike of Our Lady of the Hills Parish, here in Southwest Ohio. I am your host, Ishmael Ali, and here is Father Mike's sermon.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
The reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, Jesus stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and they were terrified and they thought they were seeing a ghost. Then Jesus said to them, "Why are you troubled? Why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands, my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you could see that I have." And as Jesus said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, Jesus asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" And they gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you. And everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And Jesus said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins must be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Please be seated. Richard, you heard this sermon yesterday. Is it worth giving today?
Yes, Father.
That's a Geico announcement there. That's a testimonial. Okay, if Richard likes it, everybody will like it. Here we go. A man went to his pastor, went there for spiritual advice. He complained. He was bombarded with many temptations that led him to sin. He described his soul as filled with cobwebs all around me. They are my temptations, and I get stuck on them, and they trap me. Frustrated, he asked the pastor, "How can I clear my soul of these pesky cobwebs?" The pastor looked at him with compassion and wisely said, "Kill the spider. Kill the spider." So often, I seek God's forgiveness of my sins. Do you ever find yourself doing the same sin over and over? You know? But asking forgiveness, important as it is, it's not enough. I must ask God to help me see the cause for why I do the sin, the reason why I sin. You gotta go deeper. Why am I doing this sin over and over? Now that's the spider, you see, causes you to sin. And some spiders are so strong, I can't remove it by myself. But once I name that spider and claim it as an unwanted squatter in my soul, then with God's grace, which is his love in action, he can dump it out of my life. Jesus said in John 8:32, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." For 10 years, I worked as a counselor for the care unit of Cincinnati. It was a hospital for alcohol and drug recovery. I did over 70 interventions. And I saw too many lives destroyed and broken hearts of people who walked through our doors due to the addiction to drugs and alcohol. There was one person's journey to health that showed me the spiritual side of recovery, the spiritual side. The big book says that you really can't have a full recovery until you accept a higher power and a spiritual realm within your life. It's just not physical, it's spiritual. You need that for recovery. And overcoming addiction is more than just healing the body. You gotta kill that spider in your soul that makes the cobwebs trapping you into addiction. So any recovery must include a relationship with God. So I'll give you an example of a really big spider. I worked with this patient at the care unit for many months. We'll just call him Joe. And he had what others might see as the American dream come true. He had a devoted wife, nice kids, good, well-paying job, and a loving family. He had it all. And then he self-destructed. Drinking took over his life. I did an intervention with Joe, and that got him into the care unit. And while he was in the care unit, blessings still came to him. His wife stayed devoted. His family still loved him. His boss was very supportive. Even the boss came in and said, "Hey, you'll have a job after you complete your program of recovery. Come back to work." I mean, when he left the hospital, Joe had every reason in the world to stay sober. He had all the tools he needed, like a sponsor and AA and, you know, the meetings, which he went to. I was shocked when just a few months later, he relapsed. Joe readmitted himself back to the care unit after an all-weekend bender. Oh, he was a mess when he came back. But I realized there was something missing in his recovery. Something that's causing him not to get well, not to recover. There was something in his soul causing him to self-destruct. And so finally, after weeks of intense counseling, the spider, it showed itself. It came out. Joe finally revealed to me, he never revealed this until his relapse. He revealed he had an older teenage brother who died in a car crash after illegally drinking at a party, underage drinking. Joe begged his brother not to drink and drive. Joe pleaded with him, "Don't go to the party, don't go." The older brother pleaded with Joe, "Please, Joe, don't tell mom or dad. Don't tell them about this party. I really want to go." He said, "Joe, if you love me, don't tell mom and dad." Joe kept quiet. Those were the last words that he heard from his brother, pleading for silence. He never heard his brother speak again. He died in the car wreck. And all those years, all those many painful years, Joe felt responsible for his brother's death. He blamed himself. "I should have told mom and dad." But he didn't. And boy, there's the spider. You can name that spider quickly and easily. Guilt. He had survivor guilt. That was the spider. And the spider made Joe punish himself and everyone around him due to guilt that he felt that he didn't tell mom and dad. But once the spider was named, then the healing could begin. And Joe slowly began to see he was not the cause of his brother's death. And most importantly, he discovered God. That's what he needed. That kills the spider. He discovered God. That was the missing piece in his recovery, killing that spider of guilt. And I assured Joe, God was not out to get him. I used to tell Joe, God does not have a smite button on his computer. Amen. Thank God for that. Today, Luke tells the story of Jesus appearing again to the disciples. They thought Jesus was a ghost come back from the dead to seek revenge for their disloyalty. Remember, everybody abandoned him. But Jesus calms their fears. Touch me. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you could see that I have. Then Jesus proved it by eating some fish. Very important that he ate this fish. In fact, the Bible says he ate it right in front of them. See, in those days, the devil was not depicted as the guy in a red suit with a tail at the end, had an arrowhead, or what do you call horns, or a pitchfork. That's how we describe the devil today. In their day, the devil was a big, ugly fish. That's the way they saw the devil. Leviathan. He was a big, ugly monster fish. And so Jesus eating a fish was a sign that he had destroyed the devil. He destroyed him so much, he ate him. That's what that means. I convinced Joe Jesus was not a ghost of punishment. Jesus is a real, loving, human God who will touch you with divine mercy. And once Joe accepted Jesus into his life, he squashed the devil like a bug. Happy Easter to all of you. Find out what your spider is. Oh, I know what mine is. I've dealt with my spider for years. I got it from my mother. My mother had no self-esteem, and she taught me not to have any self-esteem, you know? Like she said, now, Michael, if anyone says something nice about you, then you tell them not to do that. Oh, okay. So you're not allowed to say anything nice about me because mom told me. It's strange, but that's the way she was raised. Other spiders are abuse. My mother was abused, you see, by my drunken grandfather, whom I never knew. So abuse is a spider. Guilt's a spider. Low self-esteem, lack of self-respect, anger, resentment, hatred. These are all spiders. Kill them all. Get rid of them. And the raid, the poison to kill them, is the love of Jesus. His love is poison to the devil. It works very effectively. Happy Easter to all of you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
This recording of Father Mike's sermon was produced and edited by me, Ish Ali. The intro music is Amazing Grace, sung by LaGrave Avenue CRC of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Thank you to Father Mike for a great sermon. Previous recordings of Father Mike's sermons can be found at saintmaryhillsboro.org. That's S-A-I-N-T, maryhillsboro.org, and on the St. Mary Hillsboro YouTube channel. If you enjoyed this program, please donate and help sponsor future sermon recordings. You can send checks to St. Mary Catholic Church, 212 South High Street, Hillsboro, Ohio, 45133. All donations are tax deductible and greatly appreciated. Thank you for listening.